Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Yeah, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. It's time for the question of the day. Get involved on the 5-Hour Energy fan line, 713-572-4610. I take you to D'Amico Ryans yesterday in his availability. Which, by the way, if we were going to go earlier in the week and say, ooh, I don't know if that was a good availability for him. This one, I thought it was a good availability for him.
It was something.
He gave us a little more insight. I think for me personally, I felt like I got something out of it. Now he could still be a little ornery in his particular way.
But that's getting something out of it.
I thought it was too. And yeah. So I found this one to be interesting, and this inspires our question of the day. He was asked if he re-emphasized his confidence with this Texans team, especially the O-line, after the trade deadline passed.
I didn't emphasize anything to our team. Like, we have the guys we have. I mean, everybody thinks the trade deadline comes and you're gonna, as you know, find this guy who's gonna save your team. I don't see it that way, right? Transactions were made across the league, and there has to be two parties available to do a trade. Everybody's antsy about trades. It's not just us going and taking somebody from another team. People have to be available, and the trade has to be on good terms for everyone. So I know everybody's in an uproar about us trading at the deadline. It's like, it's not from a lack of us working to get our team better and improve our team, but there's no savior coming to save our team, and there has to be two parties involved in trading.
I felt like that was he really wanted to make it clear that, hey, it wasn't that we didn't try. But you got to have two to tango. Mm-hmm. And he threw out the line. It's not like you're just going to go and pull somebody from, or not exactly the line, but in theory, like, you're not just going to go pull somebody from another roster. But what if you could? What if you could just pull somebody from somebody else, from another roster, and plop them on this Texans team? Which one or what player would you drop onto this team, Lopez?
All right, so I have two, maybe three, but I can't come up with a name. I'm gonna land on one.
Okay,
I'm gonna land on one. But
let's talk through it.
Two came to mind. The second one was we're gonna see on Sunday night. Lions tight end Sam Laporta.
Sam Laporta is a fun one.
That dude is a badass.
Not only is he a badass, Sam, he could do a little blocking too.
That's why. No offense, but I still think, okay.
Wait, no offense to who? No offense to who?
To Dalton.
Okay.
Yeah. But here's
my man just said no offense, like, and moved on. Like, all right, and that's it.
You know, that guy. I want a badass guard. You know, we're sitting here saying, okay, well, maybe Patterson, you know, maybe we'll figure it out. Maybe it's the scheme. I want a badass at left guard.
That was the thing, is I knew, like, that feels like the most evident single position that people would come up with. But I was like,
we're going to see him next week.
Is that the line, or is that the place that you go, this is the most bang for my buck? And I was wondering how many people would go to give me a guard as opposed to give me a high level wide receiver. Hey, give me some, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I was wondering how many people would go to different places here.
This people right here, the one with two thumbs pointing at myself.
Okay, very good.
Because just imagine, like, Like, if you had Tyler Smith.
Yeah.
Like, Tyler Smith is a monster.
Big, strong, physical dude.
Yeah. Cowboys left guard, too,
he
right?
He plays left guard, yeah, so left you wouldn't even too. Have to move him.
Wouldn't even have to move him. If you just plopped him in there, all of a sudden, how good does Juice Scruggs get? Of course, we know, you know, Laremy Tunsil.
That could be huge on Juice Scruggs because, like, again, Juice Scruggs as a center, like, you depend a lot on those guys next to you. And I do wonder how many of his struggles have been, in some ways, playing next to Kenyon, who has been, you know.
And we pointed him out some.
Yeah, yeah.
But that guy's really, really good. All pro already, right?
I believe so. I'll double check on that. But yeah, Tyler has been a very good guard early.
But he's really, really good.
And he's young as well. Yeah. Where, like, you'd be able to get that. I don't know. I really was considering the amount of time that you would get an opportunity with him.
Yeah.
But that would be an interesting one.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking in a similar place when it came to guard, of one of the ones that came to mind. But I keep forgetting which side he plays, and I really should remember. But Joe Thuney.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Thuney.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what side he plays.
I think he might play right guard, mm-hmm. but he is indeed a guard on the Kansas City Chiefs, 31 mm-hmm. years of age. But that's part of the appeal for me.
Yeah.
He's a veteran.
Yeah.
And not like he is a grizzled vet. He is one who has done this at a high level. He is highly respected. And he can run great. Like he can get up. He can run block well. He can pass block well. Like, he is one of those guys that the Kansas City Chiefs went and got after that Super Bowl where they had Patrick Mahomes out here looking crazy, throwing passes horizontal to the field just because he was just trying to fight. They were like, oh, that can't happen ever again. Let's go get Joe Thuney. And if you are looking at a quarterback and going, that can't happen again, mm-hmm. that sounds a lot like what I'm feeling with C.J. Stroud. Give me a Joe Thuney who can get in that guard position and really, you know, help as a veteran leader guy in addition to being a dude who does this really well.
Yeah, so I got like three of them, man.
Yeah, we're going to bounce around on them.
Yeah, so the first one I thought about was George Kittle. Just give me George Kittle, mm-hmm. man. Somebody that could just throw the ball to, or he can
kinda
make
like
it happen.
Like me with LaPorta.
Yeah, he could just drag you to the end zone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 281 is there with you as well.
Yeah,
they said they think adding him elevates all aspects of the offense, allows the run game to be more effective with his blocking, downfield threat, effective as a dual threat. And I think also, like, hey, man, that's a dude that creates real mismatches. Like, teams have to really consider what they're doing when he's playing. I think that's an interesting name to throw up there for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Another one, I'm with y'all with the guards. Give me Joe Bitonio, man. Give me Joe Bitonio. He's been one of the best guards in the league for a little bit. Reliable. Give me somebody like that. And the last one, I don't think we necessarily need a tackle, but give me Trent Williams, man. Just a badass, man.
That's right.
Laremy, sit on the side for a little bit.
Everybody wants
him. Watch how it's really done.
Yeah. Man, there's a lot of people that have gone offensive line, right? 832 also with you there on Trent Williams. 631, Tristan Wirfs from Tampa. Absolutely. Very good offensive lineman. So many offensive linemen came in. 281, Quentin Nelson. Or they had Chris Jones. And that's the first defensive player I've seen come in on the 5-Hour Energy fan line. Were there any defensive players that came up for you that you were
That's
like,
That's my third one.
Okay.
And this is the one I need your help on because I'm trying to think of the best nickel slot defender. because that changes everything too. If you can just plug someone in there, you know, someone that playing at a very high level can cover the slot.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to come up with a name.
This is somebody we could have had. But Kyle Hamilton,
I'm looking at him right now.
Kyle Hamilton would be huge.
Oh, man.
He is truly a safety, but he's a safety that does it all.
Yeah.
With physicality and an ability to cover and rangy.
And you could have got him, man, but you traded back and got Kenyon Green.
Yep. Yeah. Taking one pick before Kenyon Green.
Like, that's just Kenyon Green's always going to have that around his neck.
Yeah.
That one's just going to hang.
That's unfortunate, too, man.
One of the ones that came up for me is perpetual fan favorite, Cooper DeJean. For the Eagles,
why is that? By the way,
he's a white corner.
Yeah, he's a white cornerback, man. Like, that's I love the idea. I feel like this is where racism has indeed affected the white man. And I feel like, as somebody who detests racism in all forms and facets, that this needs to stop, man. People keep acting like these white dudes can't play cornerback. I'm like, if a white dude can play slot corner, he can play cornerback.
Jason Sehore ain't the only one that can play.
Yeah.
And every time these dudes come in as a cornerback from the college, people try and move them to safety immediately.
I'm he's not a corner.
Let him play corner. He can play. And Cooper DeJean has absolutely been able to do that. Yeah. Of course, the natural caveat that always comes up with Pro Football Focus, right? It's not the end all, be all. It's inexact science. However, when it comes to coverage grades for all cornerbacks, Cooper DeJean, fourth best, while doing a lot of these good things in coverage in the slot. I think that would be an interesting add, especially to help with Jalen Petrie when you get in those man-type situations, those clear and obvious passing situations.
I'm starting to, like, as we're talking this through, I'm starting to think that a badass slot corner might have a bigger impact on the team overall than even a badass left guard.
Or maybe a badass
defense.
Another badass corner, outside corner, and then Kamari can move inside as well. That's also because that was where you had originally thought that he would be playing regardless.
Mm-hmm.
And this is another one from the 3-4-6. You will see him across the field from your Texans on Sunday. Brian Branch. As a safety from
Lions. Sure, mentioning a lot of Lions.
That's a really well-built team, and they did it over like three seasons thereabouts, right? Yeah. Like, they just kind of continued to accumulate talent that plays the right way and that fits in the scheme. And Brian Branch, he be ranging, man. Yeah. It feels like there's been multiple plays that immediately come to mind where it's just like, that dude, the ball goes up and he finds the football.
Yeah.
That's going to be something to really concern yourself with this week on Sunday.
Can we plot coordinators?
Ooh, oh, wow.
Hey, I had not considered that.
Wouldn't mind taking Ben Johnson. Give me Ben Johnson over here, man.
Oh, yeah, that guy's going to be. You're only going to have him for a couple of months.
Hey, man, that's all we need.
Yeah. That would be a really fun experiment to see how much of this is the offensive line and how much of this is, Ben Johnson's personal prowess as well. Because can you do it with the offensive line, or at least the offensive line play that you've gotten out of these Texans to this point? Some other ones that come up, 832 says, give me Dexter Lawrence, another defensive tackle there. 832, A.J. Boye, another cornerback coverage guy. Vita Vea, Marshawn Lattimore, who just got moved from the Saints. Where'd he end up again? I'll have
Commanders.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He went to the Commandos, yes.
Yeah.
So that one there. Kyle Hamilton comes in a few times. Kittle, Thuney. But it seems like a lot of people are in the same place. Offensive linemen, clearly that guard spot. Some cornerback situations, maybe safeties. And then some people are just like, make the defensive line even better.
But that's my argument. Like, if you're clearly a defensive, defense first team,
right,
even though we thought it would be the other way around. Hell, give me a nickel corner. Give me that defensive tackle.
I'm surprised no one went with like a linebacker or someone like Fred Warner. He's in the system.
Yeah.
And can you imagine Fred Warner next to Azeez Al-Shaair?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Right, Duke could cover as well.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said, can we just have the Lions' whole roster? They can keep Goff.
I thought about that, man. would you swap the whole roster for roster?
Quarterback is key.
Well, yeah, the quarterback ends up being an interesting space. Probably. Like that is a testament to what their team has done. I forgot their
job. Well, what an interesting question,
moment.
That.
Yeah.
Because I think the answer for me is probably two. And you got some studs
They got a lot of pieces, man.
Yeah.
From running back to receiver. Mm-hmm. Man, they got a lot of pieces, man.
I hadn't even gone to this place. Somebody said, well, J.J. Watt for O-line, of course. 832, I love CJ, but why wouldn't you take Mahomes? That's an interesting thing that you could probably discuss. The idea of just if you could just grab someone from another roster and plop them in, why would you not take the dude who is widely considered to be the best guy in the league, at least when it comes to playing quarterback, and Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah, you're not talking about 10 years. You know, you're talking about, like, just take him.
Yeah.
You know? Would you take Lamar Jackson over CJ?
I don't think
now
so.
Now we're getting a little hacky. Man.
Yeah. I feel like you need a very particular style of team to really benefit or use.
Hey, that's a two-time MVP, man.
He absolutely is.
Maybe three-time.
He absolutely is. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. That was our question of the day. Coming up next, let's go around the NFL, including, could this man in division miss a game this week? We'll talk about that more next.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.